It's hard to feel nostalgic for the Great Depression when the country's unemployment rate hit 25% and there were no major safety net programs. President Roosevelt's answer was the New Deal.
I well realize that the country is expecting, before this year is out, to see the dirt fly, as they say, in carrying on the work to make a major attack upon the problem of unemployment.
Old newsreels touted the multitude of programs that reached into Iowa. The most important provided public buildings and upgraded transportation and utilities.
At last, the farmer finds it possible to reach his market over well-constructed, weatherproof roads.
Many of Iowa's county courthouses are part of the New Deal legacy. So is the lock and dam system on the Mississippi and the original Memorial Bridge, which still carries traffic between Davenport and Illinois. At Ledges State Park near Boone, a rustic shelter is being restored. The boulders and heavy timber were assembled by the Civilian Conservation Corps, run like the military. You had to be poor to join, and 89-year-old Glenn Britt from Colfax met the requirement.
I went in when I was 17, and I always figured I went in as a boy and come out as a man. I got $30 a month. $25 out went home to my folks.
Over the years, the CCC structures fell into disrepair, and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is bringing them back. A 1933 lodge at Minnewaukon State Park on Big Spirit Lake is being saved now, thanks to a $1 million community fundraising campaign.
Well, besides the historic value, they're great pieces of work.
Don LeBate is a DNR engineer.
You just don't build stone structures like this anymore. One of the features of our state parks that make it a state park are these older structures.
The biggest New Deal program was the Works Progress Administration, headed by Sioux City native Harry Hopkins. One of his WPA workers was the father of Senator Tom Harkin.
I hang this on the wall in my office. This is my father's, not my grandfather, okay? This is my father's WPA card. Got his name here, Patrick F. Harkin, Cumming, Iowa.
On the Senate floor last November, Harkin spoke in support of a new Jobs Act aimed at rebuilding America's crumbling infrastructure.
Years later, my father took me out to visit some of the projects that he worked on WPA. There's a place south of Des Moines called Lake Aquabi. It is a huge state park. It's a recreational facility. It's still being used today. You can go in and look at the high school built by WPA.
It wasn't all positive. Early on, too many workers were standing around. Some programs failed, and there were charges of political favoritism. But historian Greg Narber says the New Deal was a good deal.
You know, we got so much for so little. Hard to say there was a lot of waste.
Narber wrote a book on the impact of the New Deal in Iowa.
You would be so surprised how much they did in terms of schools and additions to schools and roads and city halls, and then you would just say, my gosh, they're all over the landscape, and we wouldn't recognize Iowa without what they did.
Here in the capital city, the principal river walk is nearing completion, side by side with the old balustrades along the river's edge that were built by New Deal labor. The central fire station, financed by FDR's Public Works Administration, is being retired, and city leaders are now deciding the future of the Art Deco building. But the New Deal was more than bricks and mortar. It was a golden age of art, an inheritance we'll explore tomorrow. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.